Hi, it's Jonathan here. This is my weekly podcast. I've been asked by a couple of individuals about advertising, and I thought I would just do an updated podcast on one that I did about 6 months ago on advertising, and you can find that under my previous username. So basically, I was thinking that there's a certain level of pressure to maintain existing customers and also to get new customers. And I know previously I was of the mindset that to do any sort of advertising, it would cost a lot of money to do it. And I'll readily admit that I was very much mistaken. There's several aspects that you can think about. Basically, what I'll discuss in this podcast is an online presence, perhaps flyers that you can put through people's letterboxes, how your van is sign written, using the local press as well, and most importantly, word of mouth. So first of all, online presence. Now this is quite a new phenomenon, especially for self-employed tradesmen. It's probably one of the fastest growing mediums to advertise your business. There's various things that you can use. You have a lot of the social networking media. You've got the ability to have your own website as well. And these can all add to your presence online. You don't have to have an expensive website. You can have a very basic one with various links to online picture galleries, Twitter feeds, Facebook accounts, all things like that. I know in my case, my website is a very basic website, a brief description of myself, my work, ethos, how I go about things. I have three links in my website, one to an online picture gallery where I update pictures on a regular basis, one to my Twitter feed, which is constantly being updated, and the second one is a link to my podcast, which I use Audioboo, which I found to be really good to kind of, basically waffle on about decorating stuff, basically. From a personal perspective, I found that these kind of mediums, they allow customers and potential customers to engage with the tradesperson more directly. That they're not under pressure to take your word that you are a competent tradesperson, that they can have a look online at pictures that you've done, of testimonials, things like that. Basically, the key is it's getting your presence out there. And the benefit of things like Twitter and Facebook, Audioboo, Google Buzz, and things like that is that it's all free. It doesn't cost you anything to set up an account. It might take a bit of time to set all of these things up, but the benefits are excellent. I mean, for myself, I use Twitter a lot. It's an online thing, but I've over the time that I've been using it, you build up a relationship with different tradespeople, different businesses, and you work about, you know, you work on having a professional acquaintance relationship that way, and it always helps. The second thing I'd like to talk about in this part is flyers. Real basic thing. You can design and get some really eye-catching flyers printed, relatively low cost. It's got your business name, basic things that you do, so on and so forth. You can distribute them in your local area, and you know it does work. I did that a couple of years ago, and for the cost of, you know, the flyers, if you're able to get one job out of it, it's basically paid for itself. And you know, the whole idea is it's getting your name out there in the local area. So that's part one.